Hebrews chapter 8. Now the essence of the things spoken of is that we have a high priest of such a kind who sat down at the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Hence, it is necessary that this one also has something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, seeing that there are priests who offer gifts according to the law, who minister by example and foreshadowing of upper heavenly things, as Moses was oracularly instructed when he was about to take the tabernacle through to completion. For he said, "Look, you shall make everything according to the model shown to you on the mountain." But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also a mediator of a better covenant, which has been drawn up on the basis of better promises. For if that first one were faultless, no place would be sought for a second one. For finding fault with those people, he says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will thoroughly bring a new covenant about, with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant which I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by their hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, since they did not remain in my covenant, and I let them have their way, says the Lord. For this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind, and I will write them on their hearts, and I will be God to them, and they will be a people to me. And not a single one of them will have to teach his fellow citizen at all, nor a single one of them his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord.' Because all will know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. Because I will be propitious with their wrongdoings, and I will no longer remember their sins and their lawless deeds at all." In saying "new," he has made the first obsolete. Now that which is obsolete and aging is on the point of vanishing.